Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie.
Well, Elsie, you know me. I'm ancient and I'm a dinosaur. I still get confused by telephones. Computers are completely beyond me and my phone is smart, but I'm not. So what about you? Are you good with computers? Are you all cyber and digital and E and I and online
not
and all that stuff?
At all.
Really?
You know what? I was going to ask you if you can help me to debug a program.
Ooh, you have bugs in your computer? What, mosquitoes, cockroaches, ants? Did you drop some jam in there? You got ants in your computer?
I hate that. I just said debug, right?
Yeah, debug.
So, yeah, why did I say that word? Did I mean that there were bugs in my computer?
That's what I
thought. Like you asked?
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you spill chocolate milk in your computer and it fills with ants.
Yeah, what do you think about the word debug?
Well, I guess it, okay. If you are the type of person who understands computers, not us, then you might know also that when we're talking about debugging a computer, it doesn't usually mean getting mosquitoes or ants out of your computer. It means getting bad viruses, bad programs, or just fixing your computer when it started to get a little bit confused in the microchips, in the motherboards, in the memory circuits. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to debug a computer.
Right. So I didn't really ask you to kill or remove bugs from my computer.
I could do that too.
I asked you to help me fix the computer.
Right. You asked the wrong person.
So you cannot help me?
No.
Okay. Then I'll call maybe somebody else.
Good idea. I can take you to a place where a very smart man could help to fix your computer.
Okay,
but all I can do is call the taxi.
Do you know why the word is debug?
Debugging a computer. That's true. I mean, actually, we don't use debugging to talk about a house with bugs.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say I have to debug my kitchen because it's full of ants. That's true. Why do we use debug to talk about fixing computers and fixing computer programs? An excellent question. Should we go online and find the answer?
No, it's okay. We can just keep reading on our article to find out the answer.
All right, well, let's do that, and we'll be back with a bug-free program.
Reading.
Fun facts. Computer programs often need to be debugged. This means removing problems that stop the program from running correctly. One early use of the word debug involved removing a real bug from a computer. What kind of bug was it? A. A spider. B. A cockroach. C. A moth. There are no flies on you if you pick C. The computer in question belonged to Admiral Grace Hopper of Harvard University. In the 1940s, Hopper was working on one of the earliest computers, the Harvard Mark I. This was a huge machine that did complex math problems. A moth got stuck in one of the parts, so Hopper and her co-workers had to remove it. She called this debugging the computer. The idea of a bug goes back even further, though. The word had been used to mean a technical problem since the late 19th century. Inventor Thomas Edison used this term in a letter dated 1878, and it applied to all sorts of machines. However, Hopper's use of debugging is certainly the first involving computers, and where an actual bug needed removing.
Okay, as the article begins, and as we probably talked about before in the introduction, computer programs often need to be debugged. That's right. You can buy some software, you can use some software, maybe download it, and generally it does work pretty well, right? But maybe 5-10% of the time, especially if it's something quite new, your program will have bugs. It will behave in strange ways. It'll stop working or it'll start making mistakes. It happens to people and it happens to programs as well. Not TV programs, computer programs.
Right. Program 这个名词呢可以当电脑的程式，当然也可以指电视节目或者是计划纲要。You can not only use computer、mm-hmm. programs, but you can also write programs for your computer.
You can.
也就是Actually, I can't.、Oh, okay. 也就是呢，为你的电脑写程式。那 program 这个字其实也可以当动词哦，也就是写程式的意思。For example, he programmed his computer、mm-hmm. to calculate how much money he needs to save in a month.、Mm. 他为他的电脑编写了计算一个月要存多少钱的程式。So, no matter what kind of program it is,、mm-hmm. it needs to be debugged.、
Mm.
单字的字首我们看到 DED 是消除的意思 Bug 是虫子 To debug a program 不是从程式中消除虫子而是从程式中排除错误那文章中我们看到它是用被动态 debugged 过去式跟过去分词呢重复字尾再加 ED So can you tell us more about the word debug?
I think we should do that, and、mm-hmm. to do that, let's keep reading our article. It says, to debug, this means removing programs that stop the, removing problems that stop the program from running correctly. I'll read that again. This means removing problems that stop the program from running correctly. The bugs being the things that are causing troubles. So you debug, you remove those problems to make your software, to make your program run correctly or work properly. But first, yes, you have to remove those bugs, remove those little problems.
Remove, 动词移除，这里要移除的是问题，什么样的问题呢？会使电脑无法正常运作的问题。To stop A from doing something, 也就是阻止、防止 A 去做某事。那 stop 也可以用 prevent 来代换。I need to stop you from driving because you look so tired. 你看起来太累了，还打呼。我需要阻止你开车哦。I need to prevent you from driving.
Yes, I'm、
Wake、
very
up.
Yes, you should definitely remove me from the driver's seat if I'm falling asleep or if I got some bugs in my system. That would also be extremely bad. Next, the article tells us one early use of the word debug involved removing a real bug from a computer.
Seriously?
Very, very interesting. In fact, a lot of the early history of computers and where we got these words from, it is kind of funny. But in really, it says that back in the old days, maybe in the 1960s or 50s, people did actually have to remove a bug, a real bug,from a computer. That was a very important thing to do.、
Mm-hmm, 我们在文章中看到 involve 这个字它是包括包含牵涉的意思。So, originally, the word debug、mm-hmm. really meant to kill a real bug in a real computer.
Or at least remove it, but probably、mm-hmm. yes.
不杀的话就移除。
The、mm-hmm. bug might have to die. Now, here's our question. How would anyone know this? What kind of bug was it? Back in the old days when these computer engineers were noticing that their computer didn't work and there was actually a bug inside the computer, not a program that was going wrong, a real bug, what kind of bug was it? A, a spider. B, a cockroach.Or C, a moth. And you'll notice from this list that in English, when we talk about bugs, generally we're talking about insects, but we can also be talking about spiders as well. Anything kind of small and creepy crawly、mm-hmm. like that.
到底是蜘蛛、蟑螂还是 moth, 飞蛾呢、hmm. Do you want to tell me your choice, Mike?
Let's see, a spider. Well, spiders get everywhere. Cockroaches...
You can see them everywhere.
You can see them everywhere, but not all over the world. So it depends where this story、Ooh. Happens. A moth? I think a moth would be too smart to fly into a computer. But、
really?
Computers are warm. So I would say spider, just because you find spiders、mm-hmm. everywhere.
How about、yeah. the article tells us、mm-hmm. there are no flies on you、
okay.
if you picked C.
It was a moth, really?、
Mm-hmm. So the answer is、mm. C, a moth. But why does it say there are no flies on you?
Because there are no flies on me.
Let's go to our shortcut for you first to find it out.
Ah.
Shortcut for you.
Are you prepared for the test today?
What test?
We have a huge exam today. It's worth 30% of our grade.
What? Wait a second. You didn't think I would fall for that, did you? There are no flies on me.
Well, I sure hope there aren't. Ew.
What? Oh, I'm not talking about actual flies. The phrase, there are no flies on somebody, means that a person can't be tricked easily.
Oh, okay. So there are no flies on somebody means 不愚蠢,不会轻易上当。
You got it. So you can drop the act now.
Who's acting? Our science test is in 30 minutes.
You are being serious? Oh, no, 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 no.
All right, before we move on, we should mention, of course, a moth. Yes, it is an insect, right? It has six legs like insects. Moths are kind of like, I just think of them as ugly butterflies.
Ugly butterflies, you're so mean.
Well, I don't like moths. They fly around at night generally, and they're the ones you'll see flying around lights at night. And that's where my moth story comes in. You know, finding out that a moth flew into a computer now makes more sense to me, because when I was a kid, a moth flew into my underwear.
What?
Yep, a moth flew into my underwear. And since then, every moth in my home has died.I don't like moths.
Okay, so
they fly
flew
in a weird way.
To there, that means, was there
a warp? Well, I was a little kid. I was a
little
kid. You know how little kids go to the bathroom and you push your pants all the way down? I was like 7 years old, and the moth was flying around a light, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then it flew right down into my underwear.
Okay, so that moth decided to say, hey, bye, light. I'm going there.
I think he thought it looked comfortable or something. But
maybe.
Then this problem comes up. What do you do with a moth in your underwear? How do you kill a moth while it's in your underwear?
How did you do that?
I don't remember. But I didn't enjoy it, and that's why I don't like moths anymore.
Or you don't want to share it with us.
I think I ended up with dirty, mothy underwear, and I probably, hopefully, changed it very quickly. But anyways, moths do fly into weird places, even computers. Let's get back to our article. Which computer did this unlucky moth fly into? It says the computer in question, or the computer we're talking about, belonged to Admiral Grace Hopper of Harvard University.Wow, that sounds like it was a long time ago.
Yeah, in question, 这个片语呢，代表的是在谈论中的。我们正在谈论中的这台真的有飞蛾在里面的电脑，属于哈佛大学的海军上尉。Sorry, 少尉 Grace Hopper 的。那我们看到 belong to 这个片语呢，是属于这个片语永远主动哦。A belong to B.A 属于 B. So who did this computer belong to? It belonged to Grace Hopper. Who's this person?
Yeah, an admiral is sort of like an important person in the Navy.
Mm-hmm,
Not the kind of person you'd expect to be working with computers. But when we find out in the 1940s, this is a long time ago, Hopper was working on one of the earliest computers, the Harvard Mark I. Okay. And it kind of makes sense that it's an admiral, because some of the first computers were used to help big guns on boats shoot a very long distance.
Why.
So that might be why the Navy, this admiral, was working on one of these old computers. These old computers were like as big as a building.
Wow.
Yeah, huge. Our smartphone is like 10 of those old computers.
Oh, yeah, the Harvard Mark I, 马克一号、
right.
被认为是世界第一部万用型计算机。名字呢则是哈佛大学取的。So the article continues to tell us, this was a huge machine that did complex math problems.
That's right. These math problems were very difficult. They were very complicated. They couldn't be done by people with pens and pencils. It would take too long because the math problems were complex.
Complex 这个形容词呢是构造复杂的、难懂的、费解的。This is a complex theory. 这个理论非常的复杂。I spent 3 days figuring it out. 我花了3天才弄懂它。 So from the article, we know that the Harvard Mark I belonged to Grace Hopper. It was a huge machine and could do complex math problems.
That's right. And being huge or really big, you can see that it's quite easy for a moth to get stuck inside. A moth can't go in your smartphone these days. They're way too big. But the article tells us a moth got stuck in one of the parts of this old computer, so Hopper and her co-workers had to remove it. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Hopper was a woman admiral. Even more surprising back in the 1940s, but very awesome. So, bug in the computer. Someone's got to get it out. You don't want that bug to, you know, break the computer or cause problems. So, what did Hopper do?
She called this debugging the computer.
Debugging the computer. She removed the bug, the actual bug, from a computer. But that's not all. The article next tells us that the idea of a bug goes back even further, though.
Really?
Bug
原来不是虫虫的意思吗？What did bug used to mean?
Interesting. Well, it says the word has been used to mean a technical problem since the late 19th century. So even before computers, people might have bugs in their machine or bugs in the system of other types of machines long before computers. But we know it's all about machines because we're using this adjective technical.
Technical 形容词，技术性的，和知识机器理论有关系的。文章中说到的 technical problems 就是技术性的问题。那如果呢，我们在 technical 这个字的字尾加上 ly， 把它变作一个副词，它的意思是严格来说，也就是根据事实规则来说。Although people call tomato a vegetable, technically speaking, it's a fruit. 虽然人们称番茄为蔬菜，可是严格来说啊，它是一种水果。
Yes, in fact, the inventor Thomas Edison, we learn, used this term, bug, in a program, in a machine. He used this term in a letter dated 1878. Wow. So long before
long before
Hopper and her Harvard computer. He used it back in 1878, and it applied to all sorts of machines. So he might have been talking about one of the many machines that he invented or worked on, and, you know, because he had a problem, he said, I've got a bug in my machine. There's a problem in my machine. And someone like Thomas Edison should know about problems in machines because he made lots of them. He was a very famous inventor, of course.
Right. Inventor, 发明家。注意哦，字尾是 O-R 结尾的。Thomas Edison was a great inventor. 爱迪生是位伟大的发明家。那他去发明东西，发明的动作我们说 invent. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb.爱迪生发明灯泡，那发明出来的灯，发明出来的东西，像这边的灯泡，我们说它是 invention， 发明物。The light bulb is one of Thomas Edison's inventions. 灯泡是爱迪生的发明物之一。他在1878年的一封信当中呢，用了 debug 这个字，各种机器上面的问题都适用。It applied to all sorts of machines.
Very interesting. If we use that term to apply to, it basically means this is relevant to, this fits that certain situation. Often we talk about rules applying to certain types of people. For example, if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to raise your hand and ask your teacher to let you go. This only applies to students in class. You don't have to ask your teacher if you can go to the bathroom when you're at the movies with your parents or something like that. It doesn't apply, it doesn't fit that situation.
也就是适用于的意思。那接下来我们看到 all sorts of 代表的是各式各样的。那 sorts 在这边代表是种类样式，也可以跟 kinds 或是 types 来互相使用。既然呢是可以数得出种类样式的， of 后面要接上的要是可数名词哦。文章中我们用的是 all sorts of machines.
All right. So while Thomas Edison referred to bugs back in 1878, as the article says, however, Hopper's use of debugging is certainly the first involving computers. and where an actual bug needed removing. So mm-hmm. she was using it to talk about computers, but not the way we use it today.
Right. 当我们要表达主词需要被如何的时候呢 ,need 后面有两种的接法。第一种像文章一样在 need 后面加上动名词。第二种呢我们可以在 need 后面加上 to be, 再接上一个过去分词。代换回文章我们可以说原本的An actual bug needed removing 会变成 an actual bug needed to be removed. Do you have more example sentence for us?
We do. We have an example sentence here that says, My computer is not working. It needs fixing. Or you could also say, My computer is not working. It needs repairing. Very similar.
And also we can say, My computer is not working. It needs to be fixed. Or it needs to be fixed.Repaired.
Yes, all of those sentences cover basically the same problem. You've got a bug, you've got some kind of fault or problem with your computer, and you gotta take it to the computer doctor. All right, let's go to our For You chat question, which hopefully is about computers and not about bugs.
For You chat.
Okay, so our chat question is probably not too surprisingly about bugs, but this time we're not going to be talking about computer bugs, we're talking about real bugs, insects, that kind of thing. So the question is, what bugs bother you the most and why?
All sorts of bugs bother me.
Okay.
I can't stand any bugs.
None of them?
None
of them.
How
about a little ladybug? Cute little, no?
I find them dirty and gross, I'm sorry. Okay. But if I really need to choose one type of bugs that bother me the most, I'll say mosquitoes.
Ooh, mosquitoes are very unpopular. They bite you, they keep you awake.
Yeah, there are so many, many, many mosquitoes in Taiwan.
And they spread terrible diseases that kill lots of people, not luckily in Taiwan.
And they like to bite me all the time.
And they bite you. You're just delicious to mosquitoes. All right, that's a good one. Well, I said my story about moths. I still don't like moths.Moths. I'm sorry, moths. I know they're lovely and they do all sorts of nice things, but I just don't like them, and it's from that time when I was a kid. Oh, another one. I got, you know, an oogong?
Oogong?
A centipede? I woke up with one of those about this big on my neck. Once, so I don't like those.
Why? What did they all like to bother
you? I don't know.
He
was just taking a nap or trying to find a place to sleep in my bedroom at 4 in the morning. But I had to say, I didn't like those before, so that didn't really change my relationship to centipedes. I still don't like them, but they're big and scary. So what about you guys? Are there any bugs you really don't like? Are there any bugs you love? Maybe there's someone out there who has pet bugs, but I'm sure there's also...Could be beetles are big in Japan, but there's probably also lots of people who hate bugs. What do you hate? Why? Talk about that, and we'll see you back here bug-free very, very soon. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Computer programs often need to be debugged. This means removing problems that stop the program from running correctly. One early use of the word...Debug involved removing a real bug from a computer. What kind of bug was it? A. A spider. B. A cockroach. C. A moth. There are no flies on you if you pick C. The computer in question belonged to Admiral Grace Hopper of Harvard University. In the 1940s,Hopper was working on one of the earliest computers, the Harvard Mark I. This was a huge machine that did complex math problems. A moth got stuck in one of the parts, so Hopper and her co-workers had to remove it. She called this debugging the computer. The idea of a bug goes back even further, though.The word had been used to mean a technical problem since the late 19th century. Inventor Thomas Edison used this term in a letter dated 1878, and it applied to all sorts of machines. However, Hopper's use of debugging is certainly the first involving computers, and where an actual bug needed removing.
Vocabulary Review.
Program. Many businesses use this computer program to help keep track of their profits. Remove. Please remove your shoes before you step into the living room. Moth. Though some people confuse moths and butterflies, moths aren't usually as colorful and fly at night. Complex. This book explores many complex subjects that children might not completely understand. Technical. Michelle studied computer science, so she can help you with your computer's technical problem. Inventor. The inventor of this robot said it was specifically designed to help the elderly.